cracking a cold one. One with the boys. Cracking a cold one with the boys. I hope you're cracking a cold one out there.
With the boys. It could be with the girls.
No, that is not someone beating off. That's talk running.
What song is that?
Hanging with the boys.
It's a bummer because I don't think it really sniffs. Girls just want to have fun.
No, it doesn't.
No, but it's Kenny Loggins, so it's true. Still good.
If Loggins is singing.
But was it in Top Gun or is it just something?
No, it's the volleyball scene.
It's the volleyball scene.
Yeah, okay. Good, yeah.
Hanging with the boys.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
I'd argue that is maybe right up there with girls want to have fun.
I put it up there.
Guess who just got back today? And wild out boys have been away.
It just doesn't get as much play.
No, you're right.
Just
you're right.
Have fun.
But man, them cats are crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Hulk loves singing that?
Which one? That one?
The boys are back in town! He does love singing. Didn't he sing that at karaoke last night?
He did. He did.
Yeah. Hulkster hosted karaoke. That's probably in there, so we can get that. We can cross that one off.
Zeet's back.
Zeet is back. Zeet, baby. Zeet is back. Zeet, welcome back.
Sweet
how
baby.
Are you?
I'm doing good. A little less sleep, but yeah. I'm doing good.
That's okay. As long as you're doing good, bro.
You loving on that thing?
I'm loving on that thing.
I don't right, like the
weird.
Way you say
I don't
that.
Like it either. Loving don't on do that thing
Take
ain't
it
the way.
Easy,
Tony. I like that strike from the record, actually.
Tony, you run. Yeah. You loving on your thing?
I'm a father. I can say it. Yeah.
I will say this, though. It is crazy, like, the Thank like you. 2 days after it happens and the baby's out.
You're talking about the miracle of childbirth?
Yeah, no, that obviously that is crazy. But then them just saying, all right, get the fuck out.
Yeah, yep. They do pretty
yeah,
quickly.
See ya.
Yeah, it's your baby now. Good luck, son.
And I found out that babies have monitors that you can't steal them.
Which ones?
In the hospital, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking ankle bracelets?
Yeah, they have ankle bracelets. I was, like, walking around with her, and they're like, are you stealing that baby? I was like, it's mine.
I like that, actually.
Well, you have a wristband.
I don't like that he was profiled.
I don't like that, no.
You're supposed to have a wristband baby. That matches Indiana. Your baby's wristband.
Yeah, that's what they had to do.
Yeah.
A little flashlight
Indiana, thing. Though. You know, you
yeah,
can understand.
Oh, certainly.
You know, they're always on their
people
pieces.
Are out here stealing babies.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, Bruce. Every
I'm
day.
I'm sorry, have you seen Taken?
I would bet people have gone home with the wrong fucking
Just
baby.
Seems like there was stealing so much work.
That's what happened to me. That's
why there was a person outside asking for stem cells.
That's why Dwight taught Michael to mark it with a Sharpie as soon as the baby comes out.
That's right. And what happened?
Jan already had her baby.
That's right. Yeah. That is right. It's a bummer. Everyone is here.
Ass turd.
Back to a full barn.
The barn.
Possibly Kevin's kid. The barn is full. How's everybody's weekend? Good?
Yeah, top notch.
Great weekend.
Ooh, great weekend. I got a bone to pick.
Okay, let's get into it, Tony. Go ahead.
Tony.
I am so fucking sick and tired.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Scroll on my Instagram, and I see these sweet games where there's zombies coming at you, and you got to back up, and you get a times two or a new gun, or there's barrels rolling at you, and you got to shoot the barrels, and the number goes down. And you click on those fucking games. That is not the game.
I've been waiting to gnaw on this bone for a while.
I have one.
The
where
game.
Are you, where are you guys
this is criminal.
This?
Dude, I downloaded one, Tony. Dude,
you downloaded one? Was it anywhere? Was it anywhere close to what you thought? No, exactly.
No, it's like
I've been locked in this game though.
This is on your Instagram.
Yeah.
On IG. You scroll long enough, they pop up.
Mine's every three posts.
I never seen one.
The worst part about these stupid fucking games is when you get one of the games.
Yeah, I've never downloaded games on my phone.
So. He doesn't get them. Sorry, Mako.
Not
Bro,
one.
Play one of these games. It's so fucking annoying because when you play the game, there's ads, obviously, in the game. The ads are for the other fucking games that you're already getting ads on Instagram.
Well, man, everyone knows it's all about the game circle. And how you play it. So, I mean...
It is true. And they market those games on the games that you're playing because they are similar games, and that is the market for the games.
Although I have noticed that now those same game ads are on Twitter, and them motherfuckers are getting community noted. This RPG is not actual. This is not the gameplay. Do not fall into this.
Here's one.
I appreciate it.
Need it.
Here's one.
Yeah,
that's not the game.
And Tony brings up a good point, too.
That is not that game.
The not actual gameplay that they show is always terrible.
Oh, the people are so bad.
It's frustrating to watch, and I think it's a tactic. I think they put the terrible method of play on there, so you watch it and be like,
oh, I can do that so easily. This guy stinks.
This guy's actually
plus two, not times two. What an idiot.
Yep.
Yeah, that does grind my gears, too, Tony. I will say.
Great bone.
Any other bones?
Ooh, I had a bone. I don't
that's okay. No need to make up bones.
T-bone.
Has everybody
been
nice?
We've been
nice.
We've been there. We've been there.
Pretty good.
That was good. Anybody watching anything good right now? I finished Ted on Peacock.
How'd you like it?
So funny. I thought it was awesome. The dad is the best character.
So, Maddie. Did you notice what Ted did, though? How they did that?
What'd he do?
You know the show he had, the space show?
Which one?
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, yeah, the one that...
He basically just used those
actors,
essentially.
The one that bombed?
This is going to blow your mind.
No one did
some of those same actors from Family Guy as well.
That's what I'm saying. So he basically just did a live-action Family Guy.
That was weird, because I thought I saw Cillian Murphy, in multiple...
Cillian Murphy.
...movies that were directed by...
Christoph Nolan.
Chris Nolan.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has been in.
Emmy-nominated.
You all right?
This whole using same actors for different projects thing, but you're running the project, is blowing my mind.
HBO does that, though. Like, True Detective. Like, you
Apple
look
TV.
At all, you can find, like, oh, all these people have been in other HBO shows.
Ooh. Apple TV does it.
And
Apple
the only
TV
reason I say that, Tony, is because the space show got canceled, I think.
Yeah, it stunk.
No, whoa.
Yeah,
is it Space Force?
It got poop canned.
I forget what it was. It was like a knockoff.
Space Force sucked, too.
Parody of Star Trek.
Yeah,
but
it was really good.
Ted is much better. It's got some misses, like any Family Guy style gag show has, but it's got a lot of hits, and boy, are they good hits.
Okay.
I'm definitely in the minority here, but I saw the first Ted, and like it was funny, but I wasn't, you know, rushing back to see it again. Never saw the second
one.
It
was good.
Second one was all right. I think you'd like the show.
Do you?
Yes. It is it's 90s in Boston, and they treat it like it's the 90s
okay,
in Boston.
Okay, well, I might like that.
Yeah, they don't. They do not beat around the bush. It actually makes more sense why Peacock isn't really marketing it, because if they did, there'd be a lot of backlash.
Oh, they're marketing it. I was surprised at how much, like, they had that whole commercial with Tirico and Collinsworth, like, pitching it.
I must have missed him. Yeah, and then when
I
open up,
one.
Yeah, because when I haven't seen any, and then when I open up Peacock, it's like the fifth slide. It just came out. It's like the fifth thing on
the
there.
The last Sunday Night Football broadcast that Tirico and Collinsworth Rumble. Did, they were pushing it.
Okay. Really? So I must have just missed it.
Oh, the Royal.
It is fantastic.
Yeah.
True Detective, everybody.
True Detective has been.
I'm all the way in.
Has been great.
I
the
need
first
to start
two episodes.
It, but I will.
Very good.
All the way in.
Finish Gozia.
So good.
Great.
Yep. Oh.
Finish Reacher.
Reacher was.
That guy's jacked.
It was phenomenal. And
great season.
Greeny actually.
Yeah, I saw this tweet.
Yeah, I saw
just
that too.
All time fun.
Yeah, all time fun for the entire family. Is basically what
which is wild because the murders that happen in that are very gruesome.
Very
okay,
lighten.
That's good news because I watched one scene. And it was a scene out of context.
Season one or
on
season
Twitter.
Two?
I don't know. You'll tell me here. He's sitting down at a table with all of his fellow patrol.
Sure.
Yeah, and they're just...
all beat up and bloodied.
And sitting there bullshitting or whatever. And then some officer comes over and like, this is officers only. You can't be in here with them. And he gives like some smart remark back like, oh, I got to do whatever I want with my people. And the guy wants to fight. And he's like, we got 11. You're outnumbered.
We got nine.
We wouldn't do.
Gotta be season two.
That was. I do remember when that happened.
But
it was
not
brutal,
a good sell.
Yeah, it was.
Sounds tough. Like classic Reacher, but yeah, I mean, you
not a good sell, boys.
What? The guy's never seen it.
Neither have I.
That's why I said though that it was great to hear that there's like some gore and gruesomeness in it. Because I'm like, okay, so there is a darker side,
a
little edgier bit.
There is
a
scene in the last episode where a couple of people in the military are selling drugs, and Reacher's team, which is, you know, basically like military
Misfits.
Police, they
military
show
police.
Up, and there is a big gun battle, and Reacher is just fucking shooting guys in the head, running out of ammo, dropping guns, picking up other guns, shooting guys in the head. I mean, it's fucking sick.
All right.
It's pretty good.
I'll give it a run.
Oh, and did I mention that he has sex with some hot ass babe like three times?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Three times how many episodes?
Eight.
Well, No, so tech. I mean, there are 8 episodes, but
16. He has sex 1/4 of the time in these shows.
Well, yeah, he's either having sex or fucking beating wholesale ass.
Yeah,
all right.
I love beating wholesale ass.
And he's smart. Like, he's smart as a whistle too.
Is he sharp as a tack?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just give Reacher a chance. I like season 2 better than season 1.
So did I.
And you don't necessarily have to watch season 1 to watch season 2.
Not at all.
Okay. So maybe that's what I do.
And you know, Nick and I just watched American Nightmare.
Oh, so good.
The Cody Rhodes story.
No. It's a kidnapping story on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's not Gone Girl.
I might watch that tonight.
They do reference Gone Girl multiple times.
Even you, saying that is almost giving away too much.
It's Gone Girl.
Yeah, but that's how Netflix put it out. Like, that was in the tweet.
Yeah, because
people associate it. Very popular movie. Yeah.
What have they done?
I would love to smack the Mojave Police Department right in the mouth.
Me too.
Yeah, I did.
I think it's Vallejo. You're giving away too much too.
Well, I mean, I in the trailer they show that police department talking to the guy, and it's like, okay,
Detective Matt Mustard.
See where this is going.
The guy's name's
Colonel Mustard.
Yeah, dude.
His name is Colonel Mustard.
Real name.
And they sell him like he's a dog, and then you're watching and you're like, this guy might be a big dumb dipshit.
Yeah, right, I'm in if this guy's name is Detective Matt Mustard. Yes. Are you shitting me?
One T.
What?
M-A-T.
M-A-T. And there's also one T in mustard.
It's Mott Mustard.
That is true.
I love it.
I don't know. I'm still not sold.
Yeah. It's a nice, easy watch.
I mean, the shit that you've watched.
Watch the last episode.
Speaking of, I just watched Echo, a new Marvel show on Disney Plus. Watched all 5 episodes.
Gump's put the seal of approval.
Gump got hooked on it.
It actually did catch my eye.
Gump's in on Marvel now. Pretty good, pretty good. Very, very, very PG. I mean, you get a couple scenes where there are some sick kills.
The only thing I got mad, there was a scene that Kingpin says, "Where's Spider-Man?"
Yeah, that stunk.
Yeah.
Kingpin was awesome in it.
He's always awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with him and that.
Who, the whole Kingpin? Thing. I know you're done with the whole entire thing. I'm done with it all. I just started watching because I was like, all right, I've never seen this, so I'll put it on.
You didn't see that, what's his name's back? Tony's guy. From a
cave?
From Daredevil.
I heard.
Foggy's back.
Really?
Oh, Foggy.
He makes his appearance in the first
episode. So is what's her name?
Yeah, Deborah Wolf or whatever the fuck her name is.
Can't do it, won't do it.
Oh, Karen?
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen.
The most Karen of all time.
It's a good show, though. Percy Jackson heating up as well.
Okay.
Obviously.
What's his name?
On this day?
On this day!
Oh, yeah.
I see clearly.
Multiple apps?
You mean... Percy's cousin. What?
The multiple eps?
Yes.
Or just one?
He made an appearance at the end.
Yes.
No, he just had one.
He has one more.
Ooh. Yeah, I have
something
not
look
seen
forward to.
Here we go. Yeah, okay. See it a night edge. Anything else? Everybody good? We got a loaded pod for
Oh,
we
do. Boy.
Jack to the brim. We were like, you know what? We need to do this for these people. First thing, rising tides 541 in Corvallis, Oregon. Our bro and new bro, thanks Gert and Chandler. These guys got a tattoo of their dicks dapping up as they dap up. And let me just say, Gert, his photo looks just like him on his tattoo. This is brotherhood.
Hell of a tat.
That's the most Gert-looking motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
With the Bass Pro Shops hat on, too. Yeah,
yep.
That's a friendship for life, too. You know, there's nothing can come between these guys. No argument, no woman.
I like that their
no mistake is going to drive these
hands,
two apart.
Their hands and their penises are doing the exact same thing. Like Gert's penis is wrapping around, and his hand is also wrapping around.
Yeah, I don't love how they dapped up in the photo righty though, because it's a lefty.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's really grinding my gears here.
Does kind of grind my gears.
It's like, hey, let's be.
Yeah, we need the carbon copy.
But the tattoo of them is pretty spot on.
Yeah, like for sure. I wonder if they both have bushes. And nuts that look exactly the same.
You know it,
they
brother.
Had to do this with flaccid penises.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, did they wrap their penises around each other's to get what it would like? And then just for the picture, they didn't.
For the art. No. Gert's dick was hard the whole time. But Chandler had
Gert's dick's never not been hard. Look at the underwear
he's
wearing.
Exactly.
Chandler, the more buff arms in Gert, the more girth in the
in
penis
the
as well.
Region,
and what they don't show, if you can zoom in bottom left here, Gert actually has two legs coming out of his butthole tattooed already. On the back of his legs. Those are both two chicken legs coming out of his asshole.
Does Gert even have a butt?
No.
Maybe not. It looks like his legs are sweet all the way up his back.
He's got a sweet dickies.
That's a nice dickies belt.
Question, on their asses in the tattoo, are those...
That's stubble.
Dimples.
Yeah. Okay. Butt
dimples. Yep. Cellulite, perhaps.
Yeah. Bowling balls.
No, they're squeezing cheeks.
Oh, yeah. They're clenching real hard.
Yep.
Okay.
They're trying not to fart.
I think it's the same stubble that's on the front of the nutsack as well.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're dealing with. Yep. Okay.
A couple freckles.
Fucking bros.
That's all.
Yeah. Forever tied at the urethra.
And this is exactly why boys are back in town and needs to be played more.
Yeah, I can't wait till Mitt and Talk do this in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They should. I can't wait to
egg them on to do it, too. What are you guys doing here still?
Mitt, what do you think? You guys going to do it?
I would, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say something really mean.
Whoa.
Jeez.
This is
well,
not,
now we got to
can't
know.
Do that here.
This is not a mean show.
Yeah, now you have to say
it. Do you not like talk, man?
No, now I have to just rephrase what I was going to say. No, I would honestly rather tattoo my entire body than get a tattoo of a penis on my body.
All right.
Jeez. You should get a back tat of the dismembered toy.
Yeah. Ooh. That actually would be sick.
In on your tricep?
Yeah. In man.
Like R.I.P. and then like have it drive.
R.I.P. the toy.
Have it driving through the gates of heaven.
My dream car. My dream car going
to
heaven.
That would be so fucking funny.
My dream car going to heaven right here on my...
But like you're not... See it. I don't know if you're... You could be driving it, or you're in the passenger seat, but it's cartoon version of you, and like
Jesus is driving it.
Jesus could drive it, but I was thinking like Tom and Jerry were in the back seat.
That's not a bad idea.
Come on, Jesus, let's go get some wheels.
See, if I ever got Jesus tattooed on me, and this is also how I describe how people have their own version of Jesus. My Jesus is South Park Jesus.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's a good Jesus.
He's the best Jesus.
Pretty good.
Very I agree. Good. I'm a long hair Jesus guy or baby Jesus. Next. Big Creamy is talking about all of the UK eats like the Germans are still flying overhead.
And he fucking popped me.
Slow tweet, that was the best homemade dinner on the planet. X.
And to be honest.
Toast, not even toasted, just butter with bread. And then it's just some fucking mashed with beans and carrots.
Wow, he's very, very right. I would eat 100 pieces of that buttered bread.
Oh yeah.
That's the most appetizing thing on there.
I mean, it looks, if that was just
it
beef,
looks like country crock.
Is that
too.
Just like Dinty Moore stew or what? What the fuck that, is that?
That's the thing.
It's a clash of classic
meat and potatoes.
Stew.
If that was like taco English seasoning
stew.
With beef,
yeah,
that'd be delicious. I'm
in. Oh, I can guarantee you that meat is if that's meat, it is not seasoned.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no. Salt there's salt a little bit of HP sauce.
Why do they eat like shit?
I think it's just taste buds.
Fish and chips, bro.
I think that's just how
the English grew up. Yeah,
that's how their taste buds.
They didn't change their menu from the 1400s on.
It's the same with tea. Like if you start off by drinking coffee and then go to tea sucks.
True, it does.
But if you drink tea your whole life, it's the bee's knees.
Don't they put milk in their fucking tea?
Yeah, and sometimes. Honey.
People put milk in their coffee here.
Milk in your coffee is actually a pretty normal thing.
Wait,
I get it every
what?
Morning. I know. I'm just saying.
No way.
I'm just saying milk
hold
and
on,
tea and coffee
on.
Is coffee.
Who's doing that?
Who's hold on.
Who's milking all these almonds?
I got in an argument with like my brother and mom about putting chocolate milk in coffee.
Well, that's not.
I mean,
that,
shit.
You only do that if you're 8 years old and accidentally drinking coffee.
Yeah. I got in an argument with these adults who saw that I was doing a thing that 8-year-olds do, and they're like, "That's not right." And I told the adults, "No."
You put chocolate milk in your Cheerios?
I mean, don't knock it till you try it, man. I will say that.
I mean, have you ever had the chocolate milk after you eat all the Cheerios and then you drink the chocolate milk? It's the best chocolate milk of all time.
I fucking hate Cheerios.
No, you do
honey nut or
you do regular milk.
Even as a,
Cocoa
as a kid,
Krispies.
I never ate
fucking
cereal.
Love Cheerios.
I never tried frosted Cheerios.
I hate it.
Honey nuts.
Do you hate Cinnamon Toast Crunch and like Reese's Puffs?
So like
Reese's Puffs.
In college, no, it doesn't count as cereal. In college, my roommates would crush that every morning. So I would go handful once or twice, but not with the fucking milk. And I still didn't like it. I just did handful, usually just to piss them off.
Okay.
But I never ate it.
What about Cocoa Pebbles?
Nope.
Oh, Fruity Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles are quite delicious.
Cookie Crisp.
Nope.
Apple Jacks.
Nope.
Corn Pops.
Cookie Crisp.
There's nothing.
The Reese's ones are really
Cocoa
good.
Crisp and Reese's were the only two that I had like on multiple occasions on purpose.
Captain Crunch?
Nope.
Oh.
Crunch Berries.
Captain Crunch is so good.
I like Lucky Charms.
We can go down the list.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Even as a baby, they tried to feed me Cheerios, and I was like, nah. I don't remember that.
I don't fuck with that, bruh.
I like the Corn Pops.
Corn Pops are delicious. Yeah. Gotta have my Pops.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta have my Pops. That's it. Next.
That was the slogan.
Nice. The New York Times is saying that the cicadas are coming, and if you're in the Midwest or the Southeast, they will be more plentiful than ever. Or at least since Thomas Jefferson was president, bitch.
Oh.
This spring, for the first time since 1803, two cicada groups known as Brood XIX or the Great Southern Brood and
don't like that.
Brood XIII or the Northern Illinois Brood are set to appear at the same time in what is known as a dual emergence.
We can't have that.
This is a storyline from like Monarch two, Legacy.
Well, it's like when two kaiju come through the portal at the same time.
Right.
It's not good. One expert said that the dual emergence of kaiju will most likely result in more than 1 trillion cicadas.
Holy shit.
1 trillion. Let me say it again. One trillion cicadas appearing in the roughly 16-state area where the two broods are generally seen. After this spring, it will be another 220 years. Yes! Before the Northern Illinois brood 17-year cycle will align with the great... Oh, fuck.
So you're saying what happened, what, two summers ago?
Was nothing
was
on
nothing.
This.
No, because we didn't have the great Southern brood here as well.
No, we
or the Illinois
didn't. We
just
had the Northern Illinois brood, but now we have both the Northern Illinois brood and the great.
That was 2 years ago, right? We were at your pool having a party, and those motherfuckers
so loud.
Shut
so
the
loud.
Fuck up.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, St. Louis had
oh, the
some
great Missouri
fucking,
brood.
Yeah, they had some fucking thing like this, which I've heard this so many times, so I don't believe this. I feel like this just happens
we
ten,
lived
every
it.
10 years. I know. Yeah, every 10 happened. Years, just there's a fuck ton of cicadas. It got so bad in Missouri, though, when I was growing up. Like, we were all just hitting it. No one was scared of them anymore. Kids just started fucking eating them. And it was the grossest shit I've
delicacy.
Ever seen.
They are pretty tasty.
This was last summer.
This is proper brood.
Yeah, some people put them in their coffee.
This happened last summer, right?
Well, yeah, that
was cicada milk.
I think it was last summer.
It could be.
It might have been. That was the great Indiana brood.
which we did not enjoy.
No.
That's one of my they least favorite broods.
They were fucking
broods.
Loud, man.
Dude, they were so loud. Remember we went to Nick's? Memorial Day weekend, and they
that's
were
what I'm saying,
pool party.
Yeah,
yeah, you literally just said that.
I was listening. I wasn't reading a text from my Pop Pop. No way! Shout out Pop Pop. Yeah, this is a bummer. But once again, people just stay inside.
Yep.
Do what you can.
Yeah. Stay safe.
Stay safe out there.
There's no way there's a
stay what you can.
Out. Yeah.
A trillions of
wear your mask
number.
If you can.
What's Mezzy up to?
Gonna be a lot.
Good question.
Dealing.
Yeah.
Hustling.
Getting ready for cicadas invasion.
Mm-hmm. The great Boston brew. The great Massachusetts brew.
If the Boston brew were to open, fucking call it, boys. World's over.
Yeah.
Come on.
Next.
Yep.
Is from Puberty. Great account. 88.57% of Puberty followers think they can survive 10 days in the Stone Age.
That would be that bad.
So they do a poll, or how do we get to this number?
I think they did a poll.
They did a survey for $1 million. Could you survive?
Are we dropped in with nothing?
I'm going to assume you get
clothes nothing. On your back.
You're going to wheel.
Days?
Do we have a cave already?
No. So maybe you do respawn
find
in
a cave.
That wouldn't be too hard to find.
Okay, if we respawn in a cave, I feel decent.
You do.
How many days can you go without eating?
I don't think I can make fire.
Three without water.
Yeah, how do you make fire with nothing?
What do you mean?
Rocks?
You take two rocks and you fucking smack them together
yeah,
until
I guess
you get
fire. I guess you're right. We would be fine. Yeah.
Pile up the grass.
I'm
it's
not
also,
sure
it's only
I can
10
make it.
Days.
But also back
what time
then,
of year?
Okay, let's think about this.
What time of year?
Yeah, where on the planet?
Because if it was like last week, I got no shot.
Well, no, cold.
You're dead within one day.
We're all dead with it. We're all dead.
Let's just say it's 70 degrees flat the entire time.
Okay.
That helps. Nice.
It's the Ice Age. That's literally
well,
what
that's
it is.
We're not
no, it's the,
it.
It's the Stone Age, but let's just say
wrong.
It's 70 degrees the entire time.
Wait, wasn't the Stone Age like medieval? Or was the Stone Age?
That was medieval times.
Oh.
Bruce, you said
the name of the other one.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like the Stone Age was...
Nope.
Stone Age is 2.6 million years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're maybe thinking like dark medieval.
So it's 8,000 BC to 4,000 BC.
Oh, before Christ.
But you also didn't need to make fire there because you didn't have to cook your food then because everyone still had their...
Yeah, you could just eat like Liver King.
Yeah, you could just eat raw food and be fine.
Yeah, true. Could your current body do that?
True. No, I'm dropped in with a prehistoric body.
Are there a bunch of Stone Age people around? Because that could be our biggest threat.
Yeah, the biggest threat.
Oh, you're worried about...
A bunch of Bruce. Jacked cavemen? Yeah, I'm worried.
They're going to see you wearing fucking your blue jeans and your massive New York Giants hockey sweater.
God has come down from the heavens to grace us in his Kith sweatshirt.
Can you imagine his the cave drawings jeans. Of his blue
oh,
jeans?
Oh, hell, Lord, Kith!
God, blue jeans that old, he must be a god.
First, all these beings knew was sex and hunting. They had no idea. Yeah. I mean, you could fool.
And stones, it would appear.
Yeah. I would say that we could definitely figure out how to hunt.
As a team, fire. But if you're solo.
No, but for sure. But like they figured it out, we could figure it out.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Me too. Fuck it.
Yeah. 10 days.
I mean,
in this
hypothetical, yeah, I'm saying I can do it.
Right.
I think you have to believe that.
You got to believe.
The only thing that
are any of us sitting here thinking I got no shot.
Yeah. I mean, there's a pretty big portion in the back of my head saying that.
That's you though, Tony.
I have zero shot.
Gump, you're gonna be reaching for a phone that you don't have.
Mitt, you'd be Albert Einstein in those days.
It's 10 days.
I can week almost 3 days. Guarantee.
Yeah, this isn't a month. It's not a year. It's 10 days.
Okay, how many of you guys have camped, like legitimately camped out in the wilderness and had to do all like make your own fires and shit? No, I'm not in a fucking campsite. Like actually set up a tent.
There actually isn't a Stone Age to go to around here.
No shit.
To figure it out. You actually can't practice.
Have any of you guys been hunting?
Stone Age.
Okay, I've actually been hunting.
Okay, in your argument here, did you hunt without weapons and build them on your own? Like,
no, and I'm saying I couldn't even hunt with the fucking weapons. I couldn't even fucking get the fucking fire started, and I had a goddamn lighter and fucking.
I am a fire starter.
This shit's way harder than
I can start a fire with lighter and kindling.
Craft a mean spear.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be incredibly difficult, but for $10 million,
yeah,
10 days, like I think I can make an effort.
I'm going into this cave with that sharpened spear and like the fucking guy in 300 from 400 yards away. I'm throwing that spear and hitting this woolly mammoth right in the eye as he's charging at me, and he'll fucking
slide your feet.
Slide will end at my feet, and
boom. See I'm 10 days.
Yeah. I am the king.
Then you're just eating woolly mammoth for 10 days like a fucking god.
Exactly.
And then you're walking out of there or getting teleported back to here with $10 million.
Does this kid have lights?
Nah, I think that might be the sun beaming through.
I mean, if you get that mammoth down, then you cut open its carcass and you can sleep inside of it.
Exactly.
Basically,
I have a 2-story house. I have a 4,000 square foot home.
And plus, you can always do the Star Wars method to kill this thing.
Easily.
Yeah, put the rope across.
Yep.
Let it trip.
Yep.
And then just fuck it.
Where are you getting a rope?
you braid it out of vines.
Yep, bingo.
Like Tarzan.
Bingo.
Yeah, you fucking make it out of
grapevine. Yeah, we have seen enough shows and movies. We go back to these times. We are fucking dominating.
Where are you going on the planet?
If I could be dropped?
Yep.
Well, it's one big continent, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, Pangea.
That's true. Pangea.
But Pangea, I think, did break up.
Wherever San Diego, California is.
Okay.
Beautiful that time of year.
Stay on the beach. See, I think that is how you do it.
Yeah.
You find the beach. Yeah.
Fish.
And then, you were strictly a fisherman and back to the water.
So many fish, too.
Fucking eyes on the beach.
But the until megalodon. Some sort of like
there are some big, like, scary
megalodon doesn't come up to the beach.
Do you know how hard
back then though
mutant to catch a deep fish
mutant megalodon that comes out and he's got four legs and he's
if that thing takes me good game
yeah but you know
good
what
game, I
you know,
lose.
Always happens then you're backing up and then out of nowhere fucking T-Rex comes and fights the megalodon for
or
you
it,
and you scamper away
or it dives at you and you as you're falling back with your spear you impale it.
Bingo. I'm looking at Stone Age animals and I'm just getting more and more worried about this.
Like what? Can we throw a couple up here?
Yeah, like the
Jesus fucking Christ.
The fucking dire wolf looks pretty scary.
Yeah, that's why you stay away from the cold. Yeah. Stay away from the cold. You don't have to worry about it.
There are giant birds all over the place. Fucking elephant birds.
Not worried about the birds either.
A glyptodon is like a giant rat armadillo.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those actually.
Again, armadillos are in the, more Arizona type.
I just saw a video of a bald eagle carrying a full-sized deer. I can only imagine what those large-ass birds would do back then.
Saber tooths are fine. I mean, cave bear I don't love.
I don't like the look of the cave bear.
The cave bear is kind of
It's
scary. Just bones.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
Dude, Bruce, you're worried about the fucking glyptodon?
Yeah, look at that thing.
You're fucked,
dude.
Bruce,
it's like 8 feet tall.
Armadillo.
It's a gigantic armadillo.
Bruce is dead.
Oh, let me tell you what you do, Bruce, okay? You fucking kill that thing, you rip its shell off, and you wear it on your back. But, so you don't even have to worry about what's coming from behind you.
Then you ball up whenever someone's coming at
you. It's probably only 300 pounds.
Also, this website has no shit about
giant beavers. We'd be friends with them.
They weren't there. They don't know.
Cave bear would be a formidable foe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an elephant. Stupid name.
With a shorter trunk.
Dire wolves are dogs, but we won't be near them.
That's a mean
dire wolf.
Nope. They're only.
Could maybe.
Oh, come on. Step the fuck out of this thing.
That's a raptor.
Yeah. An ostrich.
Come on, this thing.
Oh, glyptodon.
Come on.
Yeah. Kind of a dog. That's kind of a dog.
I did not see the glyptodon's talons, but I'm fucking.
That thing
that's
didn't
a sloth.
Exist.
That's a big sloth.
That's fake.
All you're doing is you're Chris Pratt. You're Owen Grady from Jurassic Park, and you're just fucking. And this thing's bowing down, and then you're fucking hopping on its back, and then wow, you got a glyptodon right around.
Yeah. Then you're not leaving after 10 days. Then you're living there forever.
My life.
Yeah. I get a glyptodon underneath my legs. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, look at this bitch-ass lion.
I wouldn't fuck with that thing.
Yeah, that thing looks like a menace.
Look at the fucking knife it's got on it.
Yeah, if it's in Australia, we won't be there.
Yeah, we're good.
So I would cut off this guy's arm and use that as my new knife.
Bingo.
Size of a jaguar. With strong forelimbs.
Jesus.
See, that's bullshit. They're just putting animals, and then they're saying, this thing was fucking huge. Yeah, that's not how it was.
Right.
Oh, the Irish elk is
we would become
demon.
Friends with the Irish elk.
You're going to want to ride
that
Irish elk.
I think they were huge.
Who?
That's big animal.
Not the Megatherium.
What the fuck?
South America, we're good.
That's
don't
a sloth.
Worry about it.
That thing's a freak.
It's a sloth.
Thing is a freak.
Unlike living sloths.
You know how that thing talks? Hi.
whoa. Grew to lengths up to 20 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It said, hi.
So that's a donkey.
Yeah, not worried donkey about deer. That, obviously.
Yeah,
Smilodon.
I do.
And not many smiles in the Americas.
And we are coming face to face with the Smilodon.
Holy shit!
Holy rhino. No,
that's fine. Europe, Asia.
And same thing, Plague. You're putting a spear through that thing's eye.
That's it.
There's also a chance you don't run into any of these.
There's a chance.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's a crapshoot.
It is a crapshoot. It's well put.
That's why I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
I got 3 to 4 days. I'm 100% confident. A good weekend. In
I agree.
The
long
age?
Weekend.
Yeah.
It's those
10 is.
Yeah, it's the 6 to 7 after.
Because then you got to scavenge because you can't just rely. You got to eat berries.
Yep.
And you don't know what's poisonous.
Yeah,
there was no poisonous berries back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll say you can't be killed by anything but animals.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm much more confident than.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You eat apples off.
What if you drop in and a glyptodon just kills you?
As soon as you land, a glyptodon is waiting. Yeah.
Turns out that rock is a glyptodon.
It takes its claws and just goes right through your throat.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Imagine you become.
Pull me out!
Yep.
Imagine you become the direwolf whisperer and then have a collection of all the world's dogs.
Then you don't get $10 million. You're just staying in the Stone Age.
Yeah. I don't need your funny money, okay?
Yeah.
It's like Ben Stiller and Tropic Thunder.
Exactly.
Is that. Hold on. Click. You know which picture to click.
What, the glyptodon?
Yeah, with the people standing around it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we got this thing.
That thing stinks.
Oh, look, they're hunting it right here.
Oh, here we go.
And they're hiding behind a bush.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wait, he's an idiot.
Those girls are going to be there? Yeah, I'm going in.
The game is changed.
Send me right now for free.
I'm never going back. I'm never going back. Are you kidding me? Wait.
They didn't have clothes in the Stone Age? Yeah, send me, please.
Two girls?
And I was wrong. Send me to the Glyptodon's house now. They have...
Holy fuck.
That's the body that forms when you're hunting Glyptodon. It's a glorious game. And
look at the fucking piss.
Oh, man. That's what grandma you talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Next. That's that might be it, actually. Yeah, that's it. There's nothing left.
Speaking of which.
I don't know how people feel about this. A new Jurassic World movie's in the works.
It's got to be better than the last
one. I'm out on it.
I'm
out.
I didn't see the last one.
I would see it.
I'm out.
You said it sucked.
It's terrible.
Yeah. It was tough. I think it's same
they rushed it.
World, but different actors.
Oh, Pratt's out.
Not, if Pratt's not in, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't
think. Is Ian Malcolm in it?
I think it's all new, at least so far.
Okay. So maybe I'm back.
We'll see who's in it.
Yeah.
That changes it for me. But I'm still out.
Okay.
I don't think I've watched one since the second.
Two?
Okay. Yeah. Jurassic World.
You've seen all you need to see then.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, the first one's sick. Need more killing. Second one, okay. Need more killing.
Is that
third one,
San Diego,
terrible.
Or is that Vince Vaughn?
Wait, was the third...
Oh, Vince Vaughn. I thought he was talking about the new ones.
Vince Vaughn, I believe, is number three.
I like that one.
Like the second one of all.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely watch three.
I Bill H. Macy when they plane crashes.
Three is fire. Yes.
The first three are great.
Fantastic. I like all three of the first.
I can't remember. Which one did they take air balloon up?
The one where Jurassic Park, the one where they're running the park and the one dinosaur gets loose, and then that one's great, too.
Did you see the first new, one with Pratt. Yeah. The new Indiana Jones, you guys see?
The video
I did not.
No.
No, Jack video Harlow. Games sick.
Yeah.
Indie's pretty good, isn't it?
Okay.
I'll think about watching it. Video game's going to be great.
Yep.
Can't wait. Next.
Check it out.
The Razzies, a.k.a. the worst picture nominees. The Exorcist, Believer. Whoa. Oh, Jesus Christ.
We go next.
Oh, no.
Hold the phone.
The Exorcist, Believer, Expendables 4.
Has anyone seen it?
Did it come out? No, did anyone want to tell us?
Yeah, it came out. It
really?
It's up for a Razzie. So.
What's it on? Is it in still in theaters?
Amazon Video.
Meg 2 didn't do well?
Meg 2 The Trench. Awesome. There you go. Yep. Co-sign. Shazam Fury of the Gods.
Who starred in Shazam Fury of the Gods?
What guy that was beat
Zach Levy.
A.K.A. Kurt Warner.
Summer's boyfriend.
And Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which we all knew was going
to do. That thing, yeah, that looked. But if you want tickets to the Razzies, you should go to SeatGeek.
Oh!
Yeah. Hell yeah. Because they're the best ticket app on planet Earth and the moon. They're also the number one rated ticketing app. They're not just the best. They're also number one, which, you know, sometimes doesn't happen. But here it did, which we're happy about. They rate each ticket on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm happy about it.
We are happy about it. And right now, there's a special promo.
Wait,
okay?
whoa.
Special, hold on.
Do tell.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Use code PMS Playoffs to get 15% off.
Playoffs?
Up to $50 off NFL playoff 50? Tickets. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yay, 50.
15% off, up to 50% off. That's with code PMS Playoffs at SeatGeek.
Love you, SeatGeek.
I want to say I saw something that said The Expendables has been nominated for Worst Picture Razzie, I think, three times.
You did?
Holy no.
I didn't see it till right now.
They must have missed our table like, reading.
Sly, not
no, the, well, we did
that
the first
was Expendables
one.
One.
We did Bruce, the first one, and that
which won Best Picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
But to
is
go
the whole
from,
crew in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just...
This is crushing. And
by boom-a-lay, the way... Boom-a-lay, boom-a-lay, boom-a-lay.
Meg 2, The Trench. Meg 2, The Trench didn't deserve this.
Either. No, it didn't.
Because those commercials were sweet.
Is Statham in both of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Both of those movies that are up for rent?
Yeah, you think they're making a Meg 2 without Statham?
Statham also played Pooh in Blood and Honey.
I hope the beekeeper's good.
I don't know.
Otherwise, this guy's career's over.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
Nick,
fault.
Did you watch The Exorcist, Believer?
I did not. I didn't know it was watchable yet.
Maybe some of these aren't.
I think, he came out around Halloween, so it's probably... I will watch it, especially after this.
I saw the preview. It looks scary.
Should I pay $20 and watch Napoleon tonight? I want to watch it so bad.
Dude, I've thought about it.
But it's going to be on Apple TV Plus soon.
Yeah, but you already did that with Killers of the Flower Moon.
I know. Should I double dip and do it again?
Was it worth it?
Pay $20 again.
Was it worth it with Killers of the Flower Moon?
I don't know. I was hammered and fell asleep an hour and a half in.
Did you ever finish it?
No.
I also fell asleep during Killers of the Flower Moon and watched it last night, probably about halfway through. I think I understand the story.
That might be a little bit above your... I'm just kidding, man.
I do agree, though. Like, you watch now and you're like, all right, I get it. These Indians are going to get fucked over.
Oh, yeah, they...
Can you just wait?
These
Bruce,
Native Americans are
going
to get fucked over.
Bruce, what is your fucking problem?
They live on
we haven't
bunch
seen
of,
it.
They yeah. live
Won't
on
you
a
shut up?
Bunch
shut
of
up, Bruce.
Christ,
Bruce.
And next, it all gets
next,
stolen.
Next. A small airplane that crashed into the ocean off of the California coast on Sunday was constructed piece by piece over nearly a decade. One of tens of thousands of home-built aircrafts that are part of a high-flying hobby taking off across the country. Right below it, it says 50 people have died in these planes over the last 2 years.
This is like
Whoa. This
is like a widespread version of that guy who built that submarine and took out those billionaires.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking seen in my entire life.
Don't build an airplane at your house.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Don't build anything if you're not a builder.
Champagne Mike tried this and he launched himself.
Mad Mike. Mad Mike. Champagne Mike after his first championship.
Yeah.
Holy.
Come on.
Mad Mike. He's mad about champagne.
Yeah, he's a madman.
How dare you, Tom?
He's rest in peace, first off.
I don't get this.
Well, pieces, because it came down.
Say pieces. Rest in peace.
Rest in pieces. Mad Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In peace.
But yeah, don't do this.
I don't get it. I like how they did the cool Saved by the Bell design on the side of the car.
No, that's the water.
So I went to an air show sometime last year, and they like it's a gigantic part of like these air shows is this like they ship it part by part to your house and like break it up over like, okay, this is your 1 month of progress, and you have to like bend and fabricate the metal itself, but they send you the sheet of metal. It's insane.
They're setting people up to die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how this is.
Gotta make money somehow.
Sure.
I gotta figure out how to make money off this thing.
Sure.
And they're still like $60,000, $75,000, $80,000. Like it's not.
What?
Now, granted, we do. It does come with a lawnmower engine, so you're gonna need to figure out how.
You're telling me I can get an airplane for $60,000?
Yeah.
All I gotta do is assemble it myself,
and you can fly from your house to Gary, Indiana.
Deal
in 5 hours.
Elvis's old plane just sold for $200,000.
Really?
Yep. Guys turned it into an RV.
Okay, that's genius.
That's a good move.
I was just gonna say, what an idiot. That is genius. That is cool.
It's neat.
Dumb. I hate it. Careful.
All I can
careful
think
out
about
there.
After you saying Saved by the Bell now is that there's fucking Hulk Hogan singing Saved by the
Bell. I hope he's next.
Next.
Oh. Nope.
North Carolina police chief is fired after repeatedly asking Captain's wife for nude photos.
I can tell this guy's a bit of a horn dog.
Is that Big Bad Brad Johnson?
Come on.
No. I'm just joking. Listen, I'm just joking.
Listen, I just put a whole pound of oil all over my head, and I want to rub it up and down your body. Please send me.
Come on.
Would you grease my head with your butt cheeks?
Show me your feet.
Captain's wife, too.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Captain should have rolled up on this guy.
Hey, Captain, your wife, you'd be a real bitch. She won't fucking send me.
Captain, I told your wife I want to see her boobs, and she keeps ignoring me. What the fuck, man?
Tell her, please, send them now. Bold move.
Yeah.
But these are bold times.
These are bold times.
You know?
These are truly bold times.
God, how many wrong turns do you have to take to not only become this police officer, but then ask your fucking chief for nudes? This is bad.
He wasn't. Shots he was asking the chief's wife. He wasn't saying like,
"Hey Cap,
sew me a dick."
Think about your wife. that I really like.
I like her big titties. So walk into the bathroom the night when you get home when she's showering, take a couple pictures and send them to me. I need to jerk off them.
You can just say they're for you, and you just send them to me. I won't show anybody. It'll just be me and yours thing. I see your wife's tits. That's it.
You let me jack off to them, and we're good.
We just go about our business. You get nothing in return. Okay. I guess.
No soup for you.
Also, next. Send Michelle my best.
Yeah.
Also, tell her I hope her foot's feeling better. Main event karaoke at Hogan's Hangout tonight at 8 p.m., brother. Mentioned this in the intro.
Do we have the...
It was unrippable. It was half a second long. It was too short to be ripped.
Because okay. I was playing this yesterday, and I mean, Hulkster just gets it, you know, because you play this, and it just this repeats is. Over and over, and it's just him saying, brother, yeah. brother, yeah, yeah. brother. Yeah, just
That's it.
I listened to that for maybe 4 minutes.
It's like a Hallmark card, and you open it, all it says is brother with that face.
Oh, Connor, can you do that again?
Yeah, again.
Sorry,
that's it. I bet this was a banger.
My brother's birthday is coming up. We need to send this to him.
Oh, yes. Nice. I'd love. Can we get some footage from this? I want to know what songs the Hulkster was singing.
What was the one you thought he was singing earlier today?
I was thinking maybe Sweet Caroline.
Oh, what?
Maybe that's what it was.
Was it?
Hands! Touching hands! Reaching out! Touching you! Touching me, you! Sweet Caroline! Doo-doo-doo! Good times never seem so good! Hulka Maniac!
That was one of them. I can't think of a couple more.
Yeah, that was one of them. I think the thong song came on at one point.
I don't know if I have the. That's such a, you know.
Yeah. Let me see. Don't do that, bottom, bottom. Got the booty on bottom, bottom.
Oh, shit, that's good.
Another brother can't handle it. Looks so fucking scandalous.
He did do Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know any of those lyrics.
Shit.
Just wanna. Yeah, well, I know that part.
Who is that?
I know the girls just want to have fun.
What's that?
Sorry. That's great. Next.
When I wake up in the morning and my dog ate all my homework last I do. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the it's all right.
Oh, fuck.
Rent-A-Center is now renting out Jordan shoes for $20 a week with $525 to buy.
Boy, you got to be a real sack of wine to fucking rent Jordan for a week.
Yeah, if you're debating the rent, and I do not condone this,
no,
steal them.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Steal them.
You're right.
Funny to say about
why
this
it's
is,
$1,000.
Wasn't the Hulkster a pitch man for Rent-A-Center?
He was. him and Troy Aikman, I think, or something.
Is it his idea to rent him? Yeah. Or how did that even go? You
don't steal my team. Hey, dude, you need a new big screen for the big game. Rent-A-Center right now, you get this 52-inch Zenith for $18.99 a week, brother.
Rent-A-Center is a wild place.
It is.
How's it work, though? If you rent these, do they put, like, a tracker in your shoe? Because you're just banking on these.
Maybe they keep your
we'll bring them back.
I think you, like, sign your life away pretty much.
Yeah, I think they just destroy your credit if you don't.
Oh, that makes sense.
Can you imagine destroying your credit for a pair of Jordans?
I bet you it's been done before.
Awesome. Many a time, I assume, Mitt.
I mean, if you're going to do this for a pair of Jordans, probably shouldn't be, like, just a shitty pair of Jordans.
Whoa.
Dude, what do you mean? These are the...
so mean today.
This is just... It's just... Like, the race blue Jordan 5, whatever the fuck these are. These sat on shelves for, like, 2 months. Why
so
the hell
mean.
Would you get
hey, that ain't bad, though. $86 a month for 12 months.
About.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Been there.
Hey, why don't you just save up the money for legit a month and a half, and then you have the $140 to buy them.
Not everyone can do that, Mitt.
And maybe you have a sweet party that weekend, and you need J's to complete your outfit.
Fuck, dog. I got to go to Rent-A-Center and get my new J's.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
rent a pair of Jordans for my friends.
What happened if I rent these?
What do you mean?
Like, my feet would destroy these.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That is an issue, too.
Sir.
You're on the hook for a grand, or you drop them back off, brother.
Or you could just say, nah, the fucking guy before me. They smelled like shit when I got them. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Jeez. Shit. I'm actually pissed. Give me my $20 back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bullshit.
Ruined my entire party. Next.
Party.
It was a great party, I bet. Oh, we got the video section here. Oh, yeah. So they're telling this guy, they're asking this guy about his alcohol consumption. Yes.
And he's awesome.
He's blown away by it. Check out the teeth on this guy.
What did you buy today?
I bought six Busch Light, six Bud Light, and I love them. Tall boys.
Tall boys? How much would you drink a day?
Well, what day? Regular day, I don't know. Maybe a couple beers. Depends. Weekends, maybe, you know, five beer. Two drinks a week.
What do you think of that?
Well, that's just not feasible. Not in this country. Well, come on, man. Two drinks a week. What's that going to do for you? I mean, that doesn't even get you through a day. A reasonable amount. If you're at home, you'd be able to have like four beer.
Four beer?
Four beer?
That's just two more. I mean, I'll have six. But four is a fair number. But there shouldn't even be guidelines anyway. Why are you going to tell me how much I can drink at home?
Well, I guess the idea is, would you be concerned that you're at a higher health risk if you're drinking too
much? No. That's the main point here is, why are they telling me what I can drink at home? What, can I have 2 liters of pop? Can I have 2 liters of pop?
Looks like you have for quite some time.
Bad idea, probably,
four
sir.
Four beers or 2 liters of Coca-Cola? Do the math.
So I'm guessing
he got a little Morencia.
He does a little bit.
It's heartbreaking, and I can't even believe it. Rock and roll!
That's Morencia.
Oh, yeah. The tagline at the end is, you can't handle the tooth, and one of those beautiful, beautiful teeth pop out.
Beautiful.
I mean, this guy's just a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
Who refuses to be told that he can't have four, five, six beer a
or
week.
Beer. Five beer, six beer.
Five beer. Well, four beer.
But telling me what I could drink at home? Five beers, six beer?
Well, he was kind of bringing up good points.
Yeah. Yeah, great points. And the fucking interviewer, I'm sure they cut off the questions because he was trying to get him. And guess what? That's a man who cannot be got.
Yeah, tooth got you, bitch. What is better?
Four beer?
Four beer or 2 liters of cola?
We'll do the math.
I did the math, but I'm just...
Four beer. Really wish he would have said 2 liter.
two liter Coca-Cola, four beer, five beer. What are we doing here?
Do the math.
I mean, I'm guessing for your health, 2 liter cola much worse than four beer. So
that's what he was saying.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so too. Four beer.
Do the math.
Just as good.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't handle the tooth.
That.
Jesus, yes. Where did that come from?
Great party trick.
Where did that tooth come
he
from?
He ate it.
Great party trick.
He swallowed it whole.
He plays with it in his tongue like a poker chip on the fingers.
Yep.
Just rolling through at all times. Shout out this guy.
I love this guy.
I love that guy. Too. Shout out Canada for making him.
Yeah.
China.
What is this?
China attraction offers job to dress as Monkey King and be fed by tourists. For 3,900
rubles,
I'm not going to say yen because RM for yen doesn't make sense.
No, maybe it doesn't.
Per month.
It's the weirdest video I've ever seen.
Do you have to talk like an asshole when you do it?
What is wrong with these people?
It is the Juan.
This is someone who has seen two girls, one cup. It's the weirdest video I've ever seen.
Someone should bring in like dog poop or something.
or like an edible.
Yeah, sure.
Like something with laxatives.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Hey, you're going to sit in these rocks all day and kids are going to feed you mush.
How much money is that per month? Like, what are we talking here? Is this guy making a good living doing
3,900
that?
3,901.
Oh, wait a minute, USD. Actually.
It's $550 a month.
Okay.
It's a new pair of J's from Rent-A-Center.
Yeah,
boom.
It is. You're right.
That's what this person's working towards.
Yep.
I think...
Chinese Juan is RM.
It is RM, are you sure? It isn't the Malaysian ringgit?
I'm fucking looking at it right here.
Reading it in a book.
He's got it right there.
So what do you think about that,
Bruce? Huh? What do you think about that?
I'm confused.
Giants Kith hockey sweater.
So I typed in RM currency China, and it converts the Malaysian ringgit to a Chinese yuan.
Next. I have no idea how any of it works. I'll be honest. I bet you both are right in some aspect.
I'm looking at it right here. Chinese Juan RM.
All right. I have no idea how to preface this, so I guess just let it run.
Turn off the
until I don't. Does the music stop when?
I believe they all start laughing. Right?
Someone's dancing.
Is the music gone now?
Someone, it's a twerking contest.
Twerking contest on this guy. Okay.
Oh, and they notice that he.
Oh my God.
He jizzed.
Yep. Came his pants.
He came his pants.
Wait till they put it on the big screen at the end.
Oh no.
I don't know what happened.
Oh no.
Why does he stay there?
Well, I mean,
now he realizes.
Oh, I think he's throwing up. They're laughing at him.
Oh no.
I mean,
the way it's shot too does make it feel like a bit of an out of body experience dream too. Yeah. So it is a really a bit of a terrifying nightmare to put yourself in that situation.
Oh no.
I mean, it happens.
I mean, yeah, it's a look. Hold on. Real quick, at the end of that video, right at the end, right? Keep going. Oh, right before that guy knows. Both of those guys, right there. The one with the thing across his chest, and that guy grinning. They both know, like, hey man, I would have come too, man.
Last longer than I would have.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what do you want the guy to do? They're twerking on him.
Twerking on his thing.
If it's a competition, they're the best of the best. Exactly. Yeah. Some of the best riders in the game.
Give this guy a break.
Give him a break and put these two in.
Yeah,
because why are they laughing?
Right. He's not really. He's just
They both are kind
that
of
that guy's like, actually got a jealous face. He's like, man, I wish I would have came up.
Like, I came just standing over here, man. I don't know how. I don't know how you did it on that
rubbing
stage.
It's just metal pole.
Respect to those people. I need to get myself to one of these competitions.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Where did that happen? Mitt.
No idea. That'd be so fun.
All right. Well, let's find one, Mitt. We'll go together.
All right. Let's go.
Next.
Okay.
Probably somewhere in Memphis.
Talk's not coming.
No.
It's all
gentleman who attempted to stand for 7 days has officially quit after 4 hours. What? He's going for the Guinness Book of World Records. This is the beginning of the video.
Yep.
This man's going to stand for 7 days.
It's just the first 10 seconds.
A lot of fanfare.
Yeah, they only show the first whatever seconds, but yeah, apparently he stopped after 4 hours.
I mean, I get you can't quit after 4 hours if you're going for 7 days.
Dude, standing.
You gotta last the day.
Suck.
You have to last the day.
How long in do you think he realized I fucked up?
20 minutes.
Yeah.
I bet 20 minutes half into hour, this with his arms behind his back, he was like,
I'd love to sit down.
What am I doing? This is even a cool
standing
world
for
record.
4 hours is pretty impressive.
You know what's worse too? You have to look at all these people stand or sitting down.
Not thinking about it though.
Yeah, looking at the people sitting down, that thinking about 7 days as the minutes go by ever so slowly.
Oh. I just think like
when everybody's staring at you.
Yeah. When you think about it, we've done like six on the sidelines.
Yeah, when you do the field passes, like you don't think about it in the moment, but then like when we get back after the game is over and like you sit down and realize like how much your feet and your knees hurt and it's like 7 days.
Yeah, no way. No fucking way. It looks like the stipulation is you get that hour to sit down because there's 23
hours.
You have to just poop your pants?
Well, the
I bet they have
Wachati.
That might have been what got them.
The Wachati tribe does 3 days on one leg.
Correct.
I recently watched Ace Ventura 2.
Bumblebee too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, where we get that.
Yes.
That makes sense. This is just a dumb world record, though. Like, if you're going to go for one that's gettable, do like sleep for 7 days.
Sure. That'd be sweet.
Like, what are we doing here with lay down for 18 days?
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Be sweet.
Like, that is what you should be shooting for, dude. Standing.
Yeah, you're right.
What the fuck? Someone get to this guy and tell him to try something else. Yeah. Next.
He's a winner.
Would you rather stand or sit for 7 days?
What?
Stand or sit for 7 days?
Sit
would hurt. In like an uncomfy chair.
Oh, wow. What chair are we in?
Like a bad chair. Like the worst chair ever.
I think you'd rather sit no matter what.
I think so, too.
Can I walk or do I have to stand still?
You can walk.
Okay, then stand.
It's kind of fucked up. I think so.
Think about
the worst chair. The worst chair you have ever personally sit in.
Mm. Oh. Okay, so that's like a grade school chair.
Yeah. Your ass has to be on the seat the whole time?
Yep.
Yeah, it's stand.
Yeah, I think you're right.
How do you sleep?
Do you stand?
Well, at least sitting, you can sleep.
Yeah, lean up against a chair.
See, but
it's the most uncomfy chair you've ever sat in.
So you're not going to sleep.
Just think of those ceramic grade school chairs. You used to have to
think the old chairs from the old studio.
I was thinking about the one where the
that's one of the most uncomfy chairs.
Penis comes up through the middle.
See, that
that one would
suck. Yeah.
That I'm all in on.
That would suck.
That'd keep you awake.
I don't know if that's technically a chair. It's a sex machine.
I've seen people sit on it.
See, you sit on the Simeon for 7 days.
At least it's like a massage.
Just massage your nuts for 18 hours a day.
I'll be looking like that fucking guy laying down.
And Howard's running it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, actually, Beetlejuice is running it.
What was the producer that always used to put the microphone in the face?
Fucking Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Gary.
Gary Delavate.
This video is kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. This is so Boris Johnson.
UK Minister Boris Johnson.
And they're saying that he cursed them live on air, and the UK has actually never recovered. And if you were to look at the history, they haven't recovered.
I actually didn't listen to this, so I'm excited.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
very
listen
scary.
To the noise that comes out of his mouth. Gonna need that.
I know, but we're how.
Yeah, replay it.
We're playing a NATO summit, and that's a fairly large.
I know, but we're how. Yeah, so they're saying
that's awesome.
He basically said a spell from
I think he did
Monarch or Indiana Jones.
I just thought that's how old British people talked.
It is. Remember that old lady we had who I don't remember what she said.
Reached into the car,
the car window lady.
Give me a phone.
She did put a curse.
You're right. We need to check in on that kid.
I was going to say,
he's dead.
What did she say?
He woke up and
get out of here.
He woke up in one day and his family found
him. What?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that was it.
You little pimp.
His jaw was displaced and
kind of like True Detective.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that.
I haven't
shit,
seen it yet, but yes,
I was all in from that point on.
It's the intro of the second episode. Next. Looks like we have a lazy river. Or is this a jacuzzi?
It's a jacuzzi.
Okay, let's check it out. Oh, wow, I had not seen that. That's good.
Well, I believe the caption was, what was it?
Like there's never too far away from a fucking frog taking you out in the hot tub or something. Like
that's
that.
Great. I hadn't seen that video. What the two eyes?
I think it's
popping up.
It's not a high percentage chance that a frog kills you in a hot tub, but it's not zero either.
If you lick it,
lick the back of the toad.
Pretty sweet. If I was soaking out back and I just looked over and there was this little buddy over there just
chilling.
Peeking over. Yeah.
I always love when little buddies are chilling.
What a little buddy.
I hope the owner of this got a lily pad in here for the next time.
That'd be sweet.
Because that's what you do.
I heard it jumped over like the WB back in the day.
Yeah, but unfortunately if that thing jumps
the WB.
Double WB.
That thing is boiled frog legs in a second.
Which is okay, too.
Really?
Then you have a delicious little appetizer for later.
How hot do you think the hot tub
is?
Yeah,
I don't. Too hot for a frog.
You sure?
The human body, it's fine.
But for that baby-ass frog body?
Yeah, you can't.
Done.
Dead?
Yeah.
All right, well, good. If you're a frog and you're listening to this, keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Next.
Oh, this looks sick.
Yeah, I like where this is going, and I haven't seen this.
Me neither. Wet steps. Wet steps.
Very careful.
We've watched this.
We definitely have seen that.
Who's we? I haven't seen it.
I have not.
I don't remember this one. I
believe he's got a little glass of tea.
Turns out those metal sandals he was wearing aren't no friction on the bottom whatsoever.
I mean, that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Pause it right here.
Yeah. Luckily, wrapped that arm around.
Boom. Look at this.
Yeah.
What they don't show is that it's an 800-foot drop off those.
Almost saved that tee, too.
Word to the wise, just don't walk on wet wood with metal shoes.
Especially when the incline is straight down.
Yeah, and you're in the middle of the tallest tree in the world. Is that a Yankee shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, his Tanaka's brother.
Is that a Yeti coffee mug?
I believe it is.
On a platter?
Damn shame to lose that one.
Build an elevator.
Damn lucky that tea didn't spill on him. It would have fucking
yes.
Certainly burned.
Piping hot!
guy's fucking That's a damn agile. Shame for that. I hope that guy got his teeth.
Me too.
It looks high up.
Yeah, it's almost 100 feet.
It's in the Alps.
Yeah. If he fell off the, if he fell off all of it, he's dead. The
Chinese Alps.
You know where those are.
Yeah.
Of course.
Holy fuck.
Next.
We saved this one from last week because Ty
all time
wasn't here yet, but let's run this thing. Stone cold in a cold tub.
First time he's ever tried it, I believe.
Oh god.
This is exactly what would have happened had that frog jumped in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Shit.
Jet.
Joe, it's gonna pinch your nuts, Steve.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, God damn it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Steve coming to Brosco Ranch. I got this,
fuck.
Manual therapy.
Fuck what I don't know fucking name.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Steve coming to Brosco Ranch.
I got
what's up, everybody? Steve coming to Brosco Ranch. About to do my first cold plunge and renew therapy. My shop says 43 degrees right now.
What?
So I'm sure the water is sub 50.
What?
So it's going to start off at 50. It's going to be a little bit colder than that.
What?
And we're going 3 minutes here. Once it gets on to 12 and 5, 4, 3,
here we go.
2, down we go. God.
Oh, goddamn.
Ha, son of a bitch. Motherfucker. Gonna revisit this motherfucker.
All time genuine video.
Yeah.
Just nope, not doing that.
3 minutes.
Good 30 seconds. 10
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, dude.
The first one is impossible.
So cold.
They're running this back.
God
yeah.
Damn. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. So
we went in at 115.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
15
seconds.
Oh, motherfucker.
You visit this.
Gonna revisit this motherfucker.
So good. We love you, Rattlesnake. You don't need to do that.
No.
What were you saying about his food the other day in the macros?
He had a delicious meal prepped. It was 7 ounces ground venison and a basically like a plastic bag full of lima beans. Whatever he was in, no microwave, so he turns the sink on hot and then puts the 7 ounces ground venison in there and the lima beans and... It's, I think, total about 600 kilocalories if you need macros. So.
He's the best.
He is.
We need
he
more
is.
Steve.
Absolute yeah. best.
Do more, Steve.
Do more,
We
Steve.
Love you. Even though you could also just do nothing.
Good.
Up to you. Next. Oh, yeah. We got the Dick Fawcett.
Do you want volume?
Yeah, right. It's fine. Either way.
Yeah, just pat it like that.
Yep. You just gotta beat off the
penis, and it will shoot water out.
Yep, it's genius.
It is.
I mean, this is innovation, people.
The cop from earlier in the show created this.
Yeah,
it's in his house.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right, show your boobs. Now.
There's a hidden camera, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, that's his last name, actually. If you go back to the beginning of the video.
Yeah, Teresi.
Teresi is his. Yeah, it's Tommy Teresi.
Come out of the bathroom.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Boom. Now show me your boobs. That guy's a weirdo. This is a pretty crazy little faucet. Yeah. Next.
It is a crazy little faucet.
Respect it. Oh, this looks like a couple doofuses inside a bull ring. This is going to end.
This is exactly what it is. little bull.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a little baby bull.
Oh, okay.
That's just
a little
fun.
Calf.
I ain't going to cause too much trouble.
Almost got that guy's ankle.
Good teamwork here.
This is good fun.
Which means one of these guys is getting fucked up here real shortly.
Does somebody get fucked up?
Here we go. Take out the middle.
Oh. What the fuck?
Oh, did they make it?
Oh, damn.
Oh, never mind. Oh,
boom.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom.
Good for those guys, yo.
Love those chairs.
Damn, I wanted one.
Love those chairs. Those are great chairs.
Yep.
Until someone comes from behind you and kicks it.
Kicks one leg.
Yep. Yeah. It's got a lot of Ruth Gilmore's backyard. Yep. Vibe.
This is Gert's backyard.
Yeah, this is Gert's backyard.
Where Gert lives. Next. In the wilderness amongst the wolves.
The caption was just buy a truck, by the way.
Oh, yeah. This guy's just in a truck simulator. I didn't really get this video, to be completely honest. I watched the whole thing and was like, are you fucking kidding me? I just watched that.
Think about how much money this guy spent to assemble this rig.
What the hell's going on?
So this guy's got a full 360-degree.
You've got to be shitting.
This isn't real.
LEDs on both sides.
Bro.
He's got his...
Watch out for that truck.
Truck mic. He's got his Twitch.
His other phone.
For porn.
Yep.
Got his thing there to talk to other truckers who don't exist. He's streaming live somewhere.
Fucking smash that like button if you guys like my rig.
I mean, it's got 66 million likes.
This does?
That's what that is, 66 mil.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, you know, they're hiring truckers.
Yeah.
Like, they are screaming good for people Need to come them. Be a trucker. And this guy's just playing trucker in his basement.
Next. this kid gets knocked. How did this get in here? Can we show knockouts?
Yep.
All right.
That was unanimous.
This kid's talking shit in a Kobe jersey to an older gentleman.
Don't
Not that
it,
much
kid.
Older, but older. Saying, "You come here, bitch."
You know they suck when the the friends just sit there and do nothing. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, this guy's a moron.
He is properly slept though.
Properly slept. The guy who he's talking shit to looks like a guy you don't want to talk shit to.
Yeah,
he does.
He looks like
he's got his fucking cowboy. He's got his fucking jeans tucked into his combat boots. He looks like fucking G.I.
Joe. Who's the guy that drama stole his parking spot?
Pauly Shore.
Nope. Chuck Liddell.
The fuck's a Chuck Liddell? Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore pranks.
Same level though. Yeah. Same level. Don't, I mean, just a clean, it didn't even look like a punch. I thought it was just an open hand
kid.
Button.
Look at your shoes, look at your glasses,
yeah.
Look at your haircut.
It Don't looked
talk
like
talk shit to that guy.
Open hand right on the button.
Okay.
And that guy just kind of, all right, my night's done.
The best, actually, are we not allowed to have audio on this one?
Yeah, hold on, pause it.
Because the entire restaurant fucking laughs their ass off.
Play the audio, yeah.
Big pop.
That was the best part.
I mean, that guy didn't
that's
even.
That's not funny.
Some classic girl saying that's not funny.
He did not expect to knock him out either.
No. This is a good bar. This is a good bar.
Yeah.
Looks like a Taco Bell.
Yeah, this is after the bar.
It does look like a Taco
Bell. It's a Taco Bell.
Kid talking too much shit.
Nice of his buddy to pick him up like a bag of rocks, too.
Yep.
All right, not this again.
He gave his chin too.
I was going to say, kind of invited him to do it.
And he told him to come over.
Yep.
Lean forward, lean.
I think was even
I
mean, close fist.
I think he close his fist at the end.
I think it's open
can,
hand,
can
boys.
Can we kind of go
That's
frame
a slap.
By frame?
That's a slap.
That's a slap.
That's a power
right.
slap.
Right on the
that
button.
That's a power slap.
But Dana, you got your guy.
Boom. Look at his hair. Look at his stupid hair go.
The fucking Pez dispenser head on this kid was top notch.
The laugh.
Yeah, great laugh.
It's not funny.
Shut up!
Hey, that's not funny.
You're next! Imagine if he yelled that. Next. Oh, yeah. Okay. So
this is good.
This kid is driving good. Boozed up, and he's filming himself. So
you get it.
You can guess.
Yeah, don't do this.
Whoa. Whoa.
What's the song that I
love? Look at this shit.
Whoa. Okay, I came on the rock. Block.
Oh, is he Australian?
Yeah, he's Australian.
Fucking flipped it.
Alright, I just rolled the fucking truck.
Too many fucking Fosters.
Bro, I just rolled the fucking truck. Bro, I just rolled the fucking truck. What the fuck?
Yep.
I mean, crazy, but Boobie Brothers lost a lot of weight.
I agree.
Come on. Agree.
This is nothing compared to our favorite car crash video.
No,
of all
no,
time.
No, of That's course.
Can, doesn't can you sing it for us, either?
I wish I forgot the song. My dreams.
Now my life to you I give. And now my life.
Goated.
Shout out.
Next.
Yeah, goated.
There's one of these with a dude just upside down in his car.
Maybe
while,
we should save this.
Well, Season
week.
Of the Sticks is playing.
Yeah, we should. This is huge because I also kind of want to lead with this next week.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that's good idea. Yeah. Save it.
We won't even mention it. Next.
And
that's it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. We can end on Australian booze bag crashing his truck.
Yeah.
None of my videos, man.
No. This one was too packed. This one was too packed. Bill
said he, that next week, Bruce.
Bill said he wanted to. Bill said he wanted to use yours next week.
You got shut out. Not a one.
What did you send in?
I was sending in some videos.
Sorry.
We Bruce trying to get in the folder.
No. Tony said he made a conscious decision. He said, look, we had about 25 videos. We need some for next week. Bruce, yours
no,
will
Bruce,
be...
No, Bruce, you sent in that one dude who we said no way.
Yeah.
We're not putting Tony P in there.
His little behind not? The scenes on the pod fod. Yeah, Bruce
this
has
is
a,
bullshit.
Bruce has an internet character that, you know, not all of us are sold on yet. But we will say, I think a lot of us are coming around to... Need more art.
And you sent in some sad story about this dog that died.
We don't have to air out the pod fod laundry here,
hey,
okay?
That was a world record that has been brought into
and
question.
Cicadas made it.
Yeah, look at you, Bruce.
Yeah, I went 1-6.
Sorry, Bruce.
Was that a bad night at the plate?
Still, sorry, Bruce.
I'm a little under the Mendoza
I went.
Line.
I went.
We told you, hey, Tony P ain't making it. And you sent three of them anyway. So
I want him in.
Tune in next week to see if he gets in. Guess what? He won't.